I'm getting closer to the spiral. That's a new direction. That's not fast. This is Anthony from Game Music for All, and this would be the part where Mr. B introduces himself, but he couldn't make it due to technical difficulties and all, which I guess we'll get into more later. But we have a special guest today, all the way from not England. You want to introduce yourself?
From Knockington.
Not England.
Knockington. I don't know where that is.
All right.
Oh, so now you're just making stuff up. I'm from Effington. I'm Brian, formerly from 8-Bit Revenge, but doesn't exist anymore, so it doesn't really matter. I just rolled out of bed, and Anthony's like, hey, be part of this podcast with me, otherwise I have to do it alone. So that's where I'm from. I'm from the land of Nod.
Yeah, and I'm not going to do a podcast alone because I'm not the heart of this podcast, and I'm not very interesting. So with that, I'm sure everyone misses Mr. B already.
Yeah.
So we're going to get into a new remix. Well, not too new, but newer than anything else. A remix by Quartz Relic of Mr. B's song called Green With Envy. And here we go.
I want to listen to music. This record's hot.
Play love on me, I'm feeling blue. Even when I wear green, got brotherly love. But behind the scenes, resentment restraints. I can't keep the saints. Allow me to lobby my list of complaints. I'm tired of the shadow. You think I'm shocking, cock blocking, question blocking. This shit ain't stopping. Where's my reward? Where's my glory? Where's a happy ending for Luigi's story? I sure am glad we saved her again. Now let's go back to Brooklyn. Maybe I can get sane. Find a local girl, even start a family. But the only girl I ever see is Princess Peach. And maybe Luigi wants to fuck the princess. Maybe Luigi wants to fuck the princess. Maybe Luigi wants to fuck the princess. You ever thought of that? I wanna fuck the princess. Maybe Luigi wants to fuck the princess. Maybe Luigi wants to get his dick wet. Maybe Luigi wants to fuck the princess. You ever thought of that? I wanna fuck the princess. We were flying high, we were fighting side by side. I was waiting with a shoulder when the princess cried. I consoled Daisy when you dumped up my text. Then I spring into action whenever you get stressed. Risk life and live for it cause I don't believe in. But I'll do anything to help my next of kin. But seeing her around, it makes me feel low. We got couples everywhere, even though she got Birdo. But maybe I should leave, but I feel a defined thirst, you know. Just long for a ride, liberating mushrooms, bringing Cooper's head doom. Not that cocky Kamek, ride off of his boom. But I've been around for years, and it's got me in a stupor. And I'm thinking I'll kidnap like I was King Cooper.
Hey, now it's even hotter.
And maybe Luigi wants to fuck the princess. Maybe Luigi wants to fuck the princess. Maybe Luigi wants to fuck the princess. You ever thought of that? I wanna fuck the princess. Maybe Luigi wants to fuck the princess. Maybe Luigi wants to get his dick wet. Maybe Luigi wants to fuck the princess. You ever thought of that? I wanna fuck the princess. Get his dick wet. Fuck the princess. Get his dick wet. Fuck the princess. Get princess.
And that was the remix of Mr. B's song Green with Envy, which I actually really like, because it's Mr. B, and if I don't say that, I get clubbed by Anthony, who will, again, force me to move to California, which he does every other day. So, that's pretty much how that goes.
Yeah, this, and I guess this is the part where we do news. I think the biggest news right now is Nerdapalooza 2009. The dates for the show have been officially announced by Hex.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. So this is brand new news for you.
Yeah, this is all new news for me. Everyone else is like, wow, that's great. You should have been informed about this. And here I am like, no, I've been awake for 20 minutes. I don't know what the hell's going on anymore. I just want to go back to sleep.
Well, anyway, the dates are July 11th and 12th, Saturday and Sunday, Orlando, Florida again. It's going to be at some hotel. I can't remember which right now.
That's informed newscasting.
Yeah, but anyway, you can go to nerdapaloozafest.com for all the relevant info. And in fact, I started writing Nerdapalooza comics again for this occasion.
Who does your artwork, out of curiosity? I've always wondered that.
What?
You have the artwork for your comics?
I just found a site where they had scans of all these old Transformers comics.
Oh, okay.
And basically all I do is take those pictures and write over them.
So essentially you're just a Photoshop wizard who's like, look at this! I can erase the text that's already here and put in my own.
Yeah, but like that's not very hard Photoshopping, even though I struggle with it in Photoshop.
I think you should stick to writing.
That's why I don't draw anything.
Otherwise, we'd get stick figure comics. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it would be like XKCD, except, you know, funny.
There you go. Oh, yeah, and I guess Mr. B's not entirely gone because I smoke like he does.
And you're drinking?
I am.
I think that's a problem. I don't know. I feel like that's my fault now. Like, do I drive all the people I podcast with to drink? Like, they can't talk to me unless they're partially drunk.
I think that's what it is. I think it's that or the concept that I might have gone outside last night, and then I came home, and I went to sleep, and then I woke up, and I was like, God, it's only, well, thanks to the hour shift to me, it's still 7 o'clock, but it's actually 8 o'clock in the morning.
Riveting.
And I was like, what the hell's Anthony still doing awake? I'm going to bother him. And here I am, because I was just coming to you for new music, like I always do, since you own my computer.
Well, actually, speaking of new music, I think I was just telling you about Ill Gill's new album that came out. It was for the RPM Challenge. You know, the contest where for the month of February, a bunch of musicians get together and write a whole CD within 1 month.
Oh, yeah, that one.
And Ill Gill and Chozo Nimpo got together and decided to do an album called Church of Fun. And it's about 8 or 9 tracks with a ton of different nerdcore rappers on it. Mr. B's on it, Chozo Nimpo, of course, MC8-Bit, MC Loki, and just a ton of people, because there's 2 posse tracks and each of those has like 5 different rappers each. Then there's like a guest rapper on every other track too.
I wish that I had that album now. Now I have to go find it, so you're gonna hear me typing.
Yeah, so anyone else that wants to find it, they can just head over to rhymetorrents.org and it just scroll down a bit. I think it's still on the front page.
I think anybody who listens to this probably has it bookmarked like I do.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that most of the people that listen to this are on RhymeTorrents. So what's up, guys?
Yeah, hi there, RhymeTorrent guys.
I should also probably mention that this is actually the first Letters versus Numbers this month.
Or this year that's been recorded.
Month, because this year. And I guess Happy New Year?
Yes, Happy New Year. Because it's only March. You know, you're on time. That's fine.
Yeah, a million things have went wrong with the podcast, which is prone to happen to us because...
Were there monkeys?
As professional as we are, our computers are pretty unprofessional and tend to erase things on us.
Is that... Yeah, well, I have that problem too, so don't feel bad.
It's just cold, unfeeling technology.
Uppity technology. Damn uppity technology. Well, I have Vista, and I'm completely convinced that Vista is actually part of Skynet. I am extremely firm that one of these days I'm going to turn my computer on, it's going to be like, good morning, Brian. How are you today? Would you like some espresso? And then my espresso machine in the other room is going to just kick on, and I'm going to be like, gotta shut it off. Because it updates without asking me anymore. It's just like, by the way, watch this. I can update, and I don't need your help.
Well, I've only had one experience with Vista. Because, you know, I'm sure you know that your family members who don't know anything about computers, they will, since you use a computer, they will come to you for any questions they have.
Yeah.
And so my cousin came to me with her new laptop and asked me, like, can you connect me to the wireless internet in my house? And I was like, sure, why not? So I'm trying to connect. I go to find wireless networks and stuff, just like I would do on XP. And then I try, and there's no wireless networks found. And then I look at my netbook, and it finds, like, 7.
Did she have her wireless card disabled?
No, it was on. Like, no, everything
just wasn't finding anything. It's like, it's Vista approved. Vista does not approve.
And then I put in the password for the wireless network, and I was like, all right, you're ready to go. Like, you don't have to put the password in because the computer saves automatically. But apparently, Vista doesn't save it automatically. So then my cousin came back to me about 10 minutes later asking me to get on the internet again. And that's all I know of Vista, and I hate it already.
The first time I used Vista, we were filming, and I was like, wow, look at this. It's starting up. And then 6 hours later, I actually got to get into Vista, where it wanted, like, everything in the world about me. I swear it was just making a clone of me, and as such, my computer is just as uppity as I am. It's, like, nonconformist, and it hates everything, and it's like, by the way, I'll kill you if you put any more nerdcore on here. And I'm like, but I'm going to put more nerdcore on. It's like, no, you're not! No! And I'm like, okay, I'm sorry, Vista. Please don't kill me in my sleep again. Or try to.
Well, anyway, since you bring up nerdcore, I guess that gives us enough reason to get into the next song.
It's a good segue, isn't it?
Good enough.
It's the best I can do for this early in the morning. But I'm going to go back to drinking, so we should listen to the song.
Plus, you're such an amateur, so...
I didn't have any of this stuff until, like, 10 minutes ago, so it's probably going to be all really, really horrible, and you're going to be like, no, I have to do this all over again.
I'll just redo your part in, like, a voice modulation thing and say I did it with a robot.
Sub me in for a robot. Nice. And there it is. There's Vista again.
Anyway, here is a track from Hip Hop McDougal's Time Circuits On EP, and it's called Venomous Vapors.
Forever fragment is my gamer tag, even with mad lag, put you in a body bag, blow you off with a fragment, the holes like a rag, yo damn, you're bad, I'm totally rad. You're the super and crack, that is my gamer tag, even with mad lag, put you in a body bag, blow you off with a fragment, the holes like a rag, yo damn, you're bad, I'm totally rad. When playing video games, I am insane, and like Jack says, you can't stop the rain, so sit back, you're about to get ruled by me, sit back, you're about to get schooled by me, cause I got a PhD, yo, in the VG, I rock consoles, and I rock the PC, if I was you, I'd be on the retreat, if I was you, I'd be calling me T. I'm out of reach, son, damn, you're dumb, don't mess with the one and only Top Gun, but not Tom Cruise, yo, he's totally whack, if I was him, I'd take a permanent nap. If I was you, that's what I do too. About to beat you down to your black and blue in Halo 2. Yeah, me and my crew on Xbox Live, that's how we do. Go ahead and get the motherfucking sword. Take a shotgun in the chest and check the score. Go ahead and try and run, you won't get far. Stick you from a custom map like a retard. Don't get me started on some caliber 2. You're about to become some lizard man food, hell yeah. He totally rocks, not to mention he's such a fuck. You're the super aggro crack, that is my gamer tag. Even with mad lag, put you in a body bag, blew you up with a frag. Through the holes like a rag, yo damn, you're bad, I'm totally rad. You're the super aggro crack, that is my gamer tag. Even with mad lag, put you in a body bag, blew you up with a frag. Through the holes like a rag, yo damn, you're bad, I'm totally rad. Super aggro crack, that is my gamer tag. Even with mad lag, put you in a body bag, blew you up with a frag. Through the holes like a rag, yo damn, you're bad, I'm totally rad. Super aggro crack, that is my gamer tag. Even with mad lag, put you in a body bag, blew you up with a frag. Through the holes like a rag, yo damn, you're bad, I'm totally rad. Buzz buzz, I be a bee. How you be when you see me be scared? Cause I got a baseball bat, I'll hit you in the kneecap cap. Yo, yo, my name is Ness and I'm on the attack. Yo, yellow and black is where it's at. When bitches hear my name, you better clap. Cause I'm packing heat up in my backpack. A yo-yo, I got a yo-yo. It'll sting though, hit you in the face. So you better check yourself cause now you know. And I better not see you in the Congo. Fuck R&R, I want some R&E. Stay up all night killing me some zombies. Yeah, bitches infected with some sort of disease. I shoot blue medallions that be hanging from trees. trees. I hope them zombie dogs don't got zombie fleas, but there's no clue they use for the armor key. Well, discard a bitch, and you better do it quick, cause I got a feeling we're in some serious shit. What the hell, what is the umbrella for? I don't know, but I hope I don't end up a corpse, cause there sure seems to be a lot of them on the floor. Yo, screw it, I'll take my chance in the forest. Super Hunter Crack, that is my gamer tag. Even with my lack, put you in a body bag. Blow you off with a frag, with the holes like a rag. Yo, damn, y'all bad, I'm totally rad. You're the Super Hunter Crack, that is my gamer tag. Even with my lack, put you in a body bag. Blow you off with a frag, with the holes like a rag. Yo, damn, y'all bad, I'm totally rad. Super Hunter Crack, that is my gamer tag. Even with my lack, put you in a body bag. Blow you off with a frag, with the holes like a rag. Yo, damn, y'all bad, I'm totally rad. Super Hunter Crack, that is my gamer tag. Even with my lack, put you in a body bag. Blow you off with a frag, with the holes like a rag. Yo, damn, y'all bad, I'm totally rad. I'm the hero of time, looking so fine that I'll nearly blow your mind. Yeah, I got a green hat and I'm on the attack with a Hylian shield all up on my back. Yo, I fight Dodongos using that the catch bow. See these rupees? Well, I bet those. That'll use my hook shot and what I got in the fire temple. Damn, it's hot. But I've been told that's better than cold. Then you guys scavenge to a beast so bold. Yeah, other than me, I live in a tree blind. You with a deck seed if you be an enemy. Cause I chill in a field, draw milk for a meal. Gaining nose magic, so what? Big deal, cause I keep it real. Tell me how will he feel when I enter his tower and make him feel. The super hyper crack, this is my game attack. Even with Mad Lad, put you in a body bag. Blow you up with a frag, with holes like a rag. Yo, damn, how bad I'm totally rad. You're the super hyper crack, this is my game attack. Even with Mad Lad, put you in a body bag. Blow you up with a frag, with holes like a rag. Yo, damn, how bad I'm totally rad. Super hyper crack, this is my game attack. Even with Mad Lad, put you in a body bag. Blow you up with a frag, with holes like a rag. Yo, damn, how bad I'm totally rad.
And that was the track Venomous Vapors from Hip Hop McDougal's slightly older EP, Time Circuits On. He just came out with another EP called Songs for the Internet, and you can download it off the internet. So yeah, there you go.
Off the internet? Really?
The internet has music on it sometimes, I've heard.
Oh no, that's a blatant lie. Oh, and furthering the Mr. B not being here thing, I'm going to continue eating my quesadilla. I'm fucking hungry.
I'm not sure if Mr. B eats quesadillas.
Hmm?
We'll put that in like a letters versus numbers fact. What Mr. B likes to eat.
A little bio, since he's kind of dead right now.
Well, I know.
Dear Mr. B, since you're dead and gone, I replaced you with a random hobo off the street. I gave him quesadillas and cigarettes and alcohol to do this with me.
Because no one will do the podcast with me for free. That's asking too much.
Yeah, pretty much. Hi, I'm Anthony from GameMusicForAll.com. I know you've never heard of me and that you live in this cardboard box with bats, but I need somebody to do this podcast with me, and I will give you, you know, malt liquor and quesadillas and a box of, like, really, really cheap cigarettes, which in California doesn't exist.
I think the cheapest pack is $3.50.
For what, Lucky Strikes?
Something around there.
Not that I promote Lucky Strikes, as I don't smoke them, but it is an interesting concept. With every drag off a Lucky Strike cigarette tastes like a different form of poison. It's like, delicious, arsenic.
Well, now we're never going to get sponsored by them.
Well, what do you, there it is, there's my beat for the show, is Lucky Strike, and they're every drag different chemical-based cigarettes.
Like, it's I'm like, sure...
Formaldehyde. Good. Now my lungs are not only tarred, but also well-preserved.
There go all our endorsements.
Just chuck them all right out the window. See who else I can piss off in this podcast. Who else do I hate? I hate people who made recycled printer paper because it jams my printer all the time.
Maybe you should hate the people that made your printer.
I should. Okay. There it is. What kind of stupid... What printer is that? God, I've had this thing so long, I don't even know what kind it is. It's a Brother printer. So whoever makes those Brother printers, I hate you bastards, too, for making a shit printer that doesn't work with recycled paper, you non-green-friendly bastards.
My printer's broken, but I got it for free, so it doesn't matter.
I don't know where I got mine. I looked over across my room one day, and there it was. I was like, hey, check it out. Printer, what are you doing here? And then, again, there's that Vista thing where I think Vista spawned a printer in my room.
Well, I think you just have a problem with personifying all the things you own.
I think everything I own does have a personality of its own.
Like, what are you doing here, printer? Just shrugs. It goes back to watching TV.
Shut up! I'm trying to watch Springer! You can't have this document right now. It's in Quay because I'm watching Springer. You wait for the commercial. You wait for the commercial or I kill you. And I'm like, I was going to go golfing later and my golf clubs are like, I ain't going out there. I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't even know you had golf clubs.
I don't know why I have golf clubs either. I'm like the worst golfer in the entire world. It's actually how 8-Bit started was from my awful golf antics.
So it was going to be like... Man, I can't think of any golf puns right now.
Yeah.
Someone send emails in telling us how we could make a portmanteau of 8-Bit Revenge and some sort of golf joke.
Yes. Well, I don't really need that because we were at a driving range, Kyle and I.
No, wait. 18 Holes Revenge.
18 Holes Revenge? That's witty.
That's all I got.
I could go with, like, the greatest game ever played. Oh, wait, no, that's the name of a movie and a book. Shit. So here's my getting sued section.
Well, really, if you write a better book, yeah, maybe they won't care about that one.
If I write a better book, then I'm the better of the two of us, so now none of you can touch it.
I think that's how it works. Like,
I think that's how all of Hollywood works. If I can make it better than you can, I can kick your ass. That's how they solve arguments in Hollywood, I think. Being from the Midwest, I don't know anything about movies at all.
So you think, like, I have some sort of insider look at Hollywood? Because I live in Los Angeles?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, you live, like, down the street. You're like, I live in Los Angeles, Brian. You need to come live with me. And I'm like, that's kind of weird. But you just want me to come there so you can go be like, Brian, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I want to watch the Chun-Li movie, so let's go right now.
Yeah, basically.
Which I ended up seeing, and you're right, it was nightmarish.
But in a hilarious way, right?
Yes, in a hilarious way, and I kind of wish I'd gone to that completely drunk.
The man, there were some parts. I think Chris Klein is my favorite actor now.
I'm going to just disregard the rest of this conversation. I'm just going to walk away from it right now.
He completely hammed up the whole movie. It was brilliant.
It's like, I think he was just high the entire time he was filming. He's like, I don't know what my line is. I'm going to make it up.
Like, I like to imagine this movie's going to be crap either way. So, might as well.
Well, there's no point in coming to Nora Sober. Movie is going to be great anyway. I'm winning the last Oscar. I'm going to take that Peter Jackson. Well, that was my reaction to the Transformers movie, and there's more people who are going to kill me.
Well, I already complained about the Transformers movie, so.
I only complained about it because, like, yeah, I don't want to get into that. You know, that's just the whole. It's a whole world that I don't want to get into right now. The things in life that I hate, because we'll be here for the rest of our lives.
Well, I don't really hate the movie, but there's not really any movies that I actively despise.
I won't see Iron Man.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. There's probably a million. You know, it took me about a year and a half to see 300.
You weren't really missing out on a whole lot there.
Yeah, it turns out I wasn't, but. Which is probably going to get more hate, but anyway.
Letters versus numbers does not endorse 300. We do not endorse Sparta.
I'm pretty sure everyone's over it by now. Because I saw the movie, and I think everyone knows by now that I don't read comics. I don't care about comics at all. If my entertainment doesn't move around in some fashion, I don't really care.
If I don't have interaction with it, then I don't want anything to do with it.
Like, maybe, like, and if it's really good, they'll make a movie out of it anyway, so.
Yeah, well, even if it's not really good, they'll make a movie out of it. I mean, they made The Golden Compass, and nobody likes that book.
I assumed people liked it. If they made a movie out of it, I just assumed.
Well,
so.
Let's see here. Catwoman, everyone hated. But not based off the Batman character in the least bit, but they just marketed as such. They're like, by the way, Catwoman, who was white and played by Michelle Pfeiffer, is now actually just not. She's, you know, it's Storm, but she's putting on a Catwoman suit. That's what she does on the weekends, apparently. Instead of going salsa dancing or something like that, she's like, nope, I'm going to put on this suit. I'm Catwoman now. Yay! Let's see. Daredevil, that atrocity.
I haven't seen that movie yet.
Don't bother.
It's not something I'm dying to check out.
And all the Ben Affleck fans out there are like, okay, Brian, you're going to die too, you son of a bitch.
There's Ben Affleck fans?
Come for you. And then Elektra, the spinoff of that. Nightmare. God-awful piece of shit.
Well, do you remember during the Golden Compass movie when it was coming out, like, all these Christians were protesting the movie?
Yeah.
Like... it's like a godless movie or something. And
The book is like very, very anti-Christian. It's like, no, church is bad. Church is bad.
But like, you know, Chronicles of Narnia came out, and that's really pro-Christian. I was like, why not let them have theirs?
Why not have the opposite side of that coin? Because it's the moralistic minority, even though the most of the world could give a shit. Like, everyone I know is like, oh yeah, I totally believe in God. Really? When's the last time you went to the church? I don't know. Well, what do you mean you don't know? I don't know.
And then like they pull out their shirt collar.
Yeah. Like they have like the Golden Compass, the Book of Antichrist. Well, that's like me personally, I'm Catholic. Uh-huh. Although Catholic exceptionally light, and I never... Who the hell is this? Somebody's adding me to MSN right now. Okay, hold on. Because I have to find out who this is and why the hell they're bothering me.
This better make for good entertainment.
I'm sure it will. Let's scroll down. Who the fuck are you? I don't know who you are.
Well, at least you made good use of our explicit rating.
Yeah. Oh, dear God. I got hit by a bot. Yeah, watch this. I'm going to talk to you with block contact. And, yeah, all right. Anyways, where was I? What was I babbling about? Oh, yeah, me being Catholic. Ha ha, that's a joke. So, horribly and not Catholic. I go to church like twice a year. But I remember like Dogma came out and I'm walking in to see Dogma with all my friends and there's like half my church and they're all like, Brian, you heretic. And I'm like, no. Look, I'm going in to review the movie so I can come back and tell all of you how blasphemous and, you know, how anybody who sees that movie should be burned at the stake. Really, that's why I'm going. Ignore the laughs and stuff. And they completely bought it, gullible bastards.
So you're laughing at the people who are damning their souls, not at the movie?
Yes. Yeah, and here I am, like, when Iron Man came out, I'm like the only person standing outside in protest, like, you know Iron Man killed his best friend, right? And they're like, we don't care, we're gonna go see a movie with a drunk playing a drunk from crashing into buildings, like, hey, you got some gin in a $1 billion suit, crash. I'm like the only person who was morally outraged. They're like, oh, by the way, in Civil War, Captain America totally just gunned down by his best friend, and that's okay, but we're gonna give him a movie because we support alcoholics.
Who doesn't?
Well, obviously not this show. Mr. B, myself, anybody else you got, going to be completely drunk and drinking while talking, because we're that professional.
Well, because last time, it's hard to get drunk while podcasting, because, like I said, me and Mr. B are on, like, an 11-hour delay from each other. So if it was, like, 10 p.m. where he is, and he's properly drunk at a reasonable time, I would be alone in my room drunk at about 11 a.m.
Just do it on a weekend. Go outside. No one. I could do that here, and no one would care. They'd be like, oh, it's the Midwest. What else is there to do besides get drunk? I could do it on a Sunday. I'd be like, oh, drunk and walking out.
But then
everyone's like, oh, man, he still hung over from the night before. No, I was just doing a pod that. Oh, all right. You want some eggs? Here, let me chuck them at you.
Egg chucking. Is that... That's the theme of this show.
Egg chucking and soon-to-be cornholing. You know, they actually have a game here called cornholing.
What does that game encompass? Do I really want to know?
Well, it's everything that you think that it is, which, if you think that it's throwing little bean bags inside of a box that has holes cut in it, it's exactly what it is.
Are they bags filled with corn?
No, they're bags filled with beans, and as such, the name cornholing makes no sense to me.
But beanholing is much more hilarious, I think.
I think that if they had made it beanholing, a bunch of people here would have been like, no, that's hole. that's wrong. This is the Midwest. We don't have beans. We have corn. Look at our corn.
I don't think I could say that word without laughing.
Cornholing or bean? I can't say beanholing either without laughing. Letters versus numbers brought to you today by beanholing and egg throwing. Especially if you don't release this until, like, Easter. No. We've just inspired a bunch of nerds to run out and grab some bean bags and big signs say beanholing. But I thought it was really funny. One of my friend's moms does advertisements.
Hold on. What's going on with my stupid recorder?
Oh, God, you're breaking it already. Technical difficulties. Anthony from Games Music for All will no longer be part of this podcast. It is now Brian's podcast, and I will change the name from Letters versus Numbers to Numbers versus Letters in the alternate reality universe.
Or is this thing recording still? I can't tell. Yeah, it is. It's just the scroll bar isn't going anymore for some reason.
Oh. This is Numbers versus Letters with game music from everyone, Brian.
Yeah, so
not
go.
Game music.
So
for all. Game music from everyone.
Well, I guess I'll tell this story again. Well, I was in Stick'em chat. All the nerdcore kids know what the Stick'em chat is. And Mr. DP asked me what video game music for everyone was. And
we hate him for getting it wrong.
More or less. Well, like, it's just everyone, like, is like, Anthony, you do a great job with your website. I was like, oh, did you read that new article I wrote? No.
You do a great job, but I have no interest in anything that you do.
It's like, can you send me a link? Like, you don't know the name of my website?
I'm game music for everyone. No, damn it, not game music for everyone. GameMusicForAll.com.
So it's...
And they're like, what? I wonder if there is a game music for it. I'm going to Google that right now. The first thing that came up is a joystick thing.
Joystick what?
Wii warm-up. Wii music and everyone else. Joystick.
Oh. That's nice.
And it's damn frightening. Seems to be a review written by Alicia Carbenis.
I think she writes for DS Fanboy. And I guess Wii Fanboy, too.
No, I don't like her either, so... Another person for me to hate, get sued by.
I like Wii Fanboy, though. They put one of my Smash Brothers levels on their site.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's...
So they're cool. They're cool.
All right, they're redeemed. They're saved from the hating.
Joystick is on my short list of people I don't hate.
Joystick isn't on any of my lists, because I don't read Joystick.
Joystick was my homepage for, I think, like, 2 or 3 years.
And here I am going, what the hell is Joystick? I'm so going to get my nerd license revoked.
Now my homepage is Ion Springfield. Have you seen that site? All it is...
No, I have never seen that site.
All it is a blog that posts image captures from season 1 through 9 of The Simpsons. That's it.
So it's like blog today and there's a screenshot of like Homer choking Bart and that's it.
Yep, like, I think I logged on today, like, I started up my internet, and the first thing I see is Homer driving off the road or something, and, and, like, because I'm a complete, like, Simpsons addict, well, at least when it was good, but that goes without saying now.
Yeah.
Like, so all I have to see is, like, the image capture with absolutely no explanation, and I can remember, like, half the episode at least.
Nice. I hear my phone going off in another room, and I'm not going to go and answer it. I can just hear it, and I'm like, who the hell? 8:30. None of my friends have the audacity to call me at 8:30 in the morning.
Oh, I see what you did there. You said audacity.
Oh, yeah, there's the plug-in for that, yes. Feeding my narcissism this early in the morning. So I think we should probably get to the other song now that we've babbled for like an hour.
Yeah, I guess it's time to end this podcast for now. I guess this was... the Letters versus Numbers mini cast, because I refuse to call this a full podcast without Mr. B.
A half cast with Stranger and Hobos.
If Brian didn't hop online about 1 minute before I was gonna do this podcast on my own, it was probably gonna be saying how much I miss Mr. B and then like crying in between
songs. The other
songs.
Half of my life, Mr. B is gone, so now I have to replace it with various people who aren't nearly as powerful.
Exactly. Or nearly as British.
Well, I'm sorry. I'll work on that.
Well, anyway, that's the end of Letters versus Numbers, I guess. I feel bad because Mr. B is always the one that leads us out of this podcast. And, well, that's it. The end. Oh, and this last song is it's from the Hey Listen Volume 2, which is a 5-song mixtape we released. And you can download it at gamemusicforall.com, And this song is a cover of Aquatic Ambience called Dolphin Ride, and it is by Monkey Kong from, I believe, Sweden. So anyway, we miss you, Mr. B.
Thank you.
Don't worry. Don't call us. We'll call you.
Oh, there's the Hollywood talk again.